Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call is brought to you by AAA. The right call for every drive. Make AAA part of your game plan right now at AAA.com. Head coach of the Eagles, Doug Peterson. Hi, Doug.
Hey, good morning, Angelo.
Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you.
That was probably easier than you thought it would be, right?
Hey, listen, these games are not easy. Not easy. Come on. You know that.
Let's start with this, Doug, because whatever that script was, we know when Andy was here, he always scripted the first 15 plays. Do you do the same thing?
I do. And look, they're not necessarily the first 15 plays of the game. What I consider them to be first and second down thoughts, kind of openers, as we study the film and as I study the film during the week. And I stayed pretty much on script though, because things were clicking pretty well there in the first quarter.
You don't normally figure that it'll lead to 21 points, right, Doug?
Well, no, you don't. Not like that. But you hope they do. You know, you hope that you get a touchdown or two there in the first quarter, at least the first half. Yes.
When you're practicing, do you actually run through the plays in sequence?
No. Well, not during the not. Saturdays, let me put it this way, on
okay.
Saturdays. So I usually have those opening plays, you know, scripted Thursday by Friday for sure, and then on Saturday we'll walk through like the first six or seven plays of that script.
Does Carson have an input into that, coach, or does that that's pretty much the way you and your staff put it together?
Yeah, it's the way that I see the game unfolding, and obviously I do review it with the quarterbacks and Frank, and we sit in there on Saturday mornings and go through it, and I want to make sure that our quarterback, that Carson's comfortable with those, and look, if he's not, then I'm all about changing it and putting a play in that he is comfortable with. So he is aware of it, and very comfortable with the plays that we go with.
Well, the third down calls especially, Doug, 11 for 12, 225 yards and three touchdowns. Tell us a little bit about that process. Do you have a separate list for the third downs? And that success rate has been that way all year, but it was the best yesterday. Tell us a little bit about third downs.
Yeah, third downs, as you know, and as you and I have talked before, it's something we've really focused on this year. And we do put together a third down menu by down and distance. And it's something, again, that we sit down during the week and go through the list and make sure that, we have the right plays. A lot of them are game plan plays. A lot of them are plays that we've worked on Wednesdays and Thursdays and during the week, you know, so it's still game plan type plays. They're not really new plays to the game plan. So a lot of carryover in our game plan, but the emphasis on third down is to execute. Protection obviously becomes important because teams like to blitz, you know, on third down, especially in certain areas, certain down and distances. And we were able to handle that yesterday fairly well.
Hey, Doug, we always talk about run-pass ratio here, which lately it's been terrific. Part of it yesterday was holding a lead and eating up a lot of clock. But you were running yesterday in the second half against a really good run defense. Is it just because the running game right now has developed and is getting better week to week? Because the last two games, the run defenses weren't that good. That wasn't the case yesterday.
No, yesterday Arizona has a really good run defense, particularly what we call zebra or 11 personnel. They've been fairly decent in that area. And you know, it for me too. I felt like they haven't faced an offensive line quite like ours, and the way they've worked together and gelled together, and it was just a mindset yesterday, and I put a lot of faith and trust in those guys. You know, when we dial up the runs, that we're going to get positive yards. We hope to get, 3-4 yards on first down, runs. Is it going to happen that way? No. But yesterday we were able to play on their side of the line of scrimmage for the most part of the day. And, you know, it's exciting to see those big guys roll off the ball and get those positive yards. And it keeps you, as a play caller, real confident in sticking with the run game.
All right, Doug, we are a little puzzled by the platoon you're using right now with Womack and Wisniewski. Wisniewski, I think, was on the field for the three touchdowns to start, and then you went to Womack. If something's working that well, aren't you reluctant to change it?
Yeah, the thing is, you know, it's worked in the previous weeks, and we kept that rotation going, and you know, it's something we'll take a look at again this week. We're on a short week, and Wiz obviously played well in the game. And listen, I think sometimes over time these things will work themselves out. And you know, there is some consistency there, but at the same time, we try to put the best five on the field when we feel like you know, we need to make a change or keep these guys, you know, keep these guys coming.
All right, Doug, I realize there's all sorts of limitations to what you could say about the medical condition of a player, but I don't have to tell you how important Lane Johnson is. Is it a serious injury? Can you give us some sense for how seriously he was injured?
Yeah, the Lane was evaluated at halftime, actually, in the game last night, and that's why he didn't play in the second half. It is a head injury. He is in the protocol. I'll find out more information after 1 o'clock this afternoon when I meet with our doctors, but he's definitely in the protocol.
All right. We saw a play yesterday that was magnificent. The Aguilar touchdown. Doug, we didn't see this from him the last 2 years. Could you describe what you saw and how we should change our expectations for a guy who's really coming into his own this year?
Well, I know on the, you know, outside of our walls here, people probably haven't seen it. I've seen it in practice. I've seen it, you know, for the year and a half that I've been here from him. And, you know, I truly believe with the additions of Alshon and Torrey moving him into the slot, he came into camp ready to go. You know, he got a lot of time in the spring. Remember, when Jordan Matthews was here, he missed a lot of spring time. So Nelson was able to get a lot of those reps in the spring, so he felt real comfortable in there. And I think it's an ideal spot. I mean, he's playing with a lot of confidence, obviously. You know, and Carson is getting more comfortable with him and has a lot of trust in all our guys, but you know, it's something that you know, you put the ball in his hands, and he can be explosive. He's a tremendous route runner. And again, it's just something we got to just continue to work on each week, and keep him coming.
Doug, do you like Thursday night football?
It's tough. Thursday nights are tough. You know, it's a short week, and the players don't fully get to rest and heal. You know, especially guys that get nicked up on a Sunday game that may or may not make it to Thursday. It's hard. It's hard on the players, and I get it. You know, the league, it's a great night for fans and the league and all of that, and I understand that. But at the same time, it's tough on players on a short week just from a health standpoint.
Well, I'm just curious because this week would be more of a challenge trying to prepare for Cam Newton with a unique quarterback like that when you only have 3 days to do so. Right, Doug? That makes it even tougher, doesn't it?
It makes it harder. And yeah, you got to factor in Christian McCaffrey. I mean, they're moving him around a lot. And you know, they're using him like Kansas City would use Tyreek Hill. And, you know, he's in the backfield as a runner. He's out as a slot receiver. And those were all the things that, you know, we've seen from them, you know, with Christian. So it's a and then their receivers are tall, they're long, they're lanky guys. You know, it's a big offense. And then you throw in Cam Newton, who's extremely gifted, extremely talented, big arm, and yet, you know, he's running the ball 6, 7, 8 times a game, and it's tough to defend. So short week, you know, guys got to come in mentally and more mental, you know, this week than it is physical, obviously, and they just got to find ways to get their bodies back for Thursday.
Doug, last thing. You said something very exciting after the game. You said the sky's the limit for the team. Could you tell us what that means?
It just means they're, you know, I just think that they're starting to believe in each other. You know, you saw three phases of the game yesterday where all three had impacts. They're believing in one another. They're trusting their teammates. They're trusting the process. You know, they're trusting the coaching staff. And I've been a part of teams that have done that in the past and gone on to great success. So the more we stay humble and grounded and come to work every day ready to go, that's what I mean by that. I think that they can take it as far as they want to go. And you know, it was exciting to watch them all three phases yesterday.
City couldn't be more excited right now, Doug. Thank you. Please keep it going. It's such a great thing. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Angelo.
Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson's caller was brought to you by Pennsylvania Lottery. Play fast, win instantly with Fast Play. New from the Pennsylvania Lottery. You got to be 18 or older. Please play responsibly, and it benefits older Philadelphians every day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.